Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. I know I've been a little bit absent recently. I've decided to take a little bit of a break from podcast creation. But I'm now back. I'm back in the UK after an amazing 5 weeks in Tenerife. And you know what? I've woken up and it's -1 degrees, feeling in that mood that, you know, I think most people get on a Monday morning, that mood of like, can't be bothered. And I basically wanted to give myself a bit of a talking to this morning, and I thought, rather than just doing it pointlessly in the car, you know what, I'd get straight to the point back on and get the recording done. Because for me right now, I was just thinking to myself just then, and this may help you if you're a business owner right now, it's kind of feeling similar to me, where you're kind of like, oh, what am I doing all this for? It's coming up to Christmas, I just want to relax, I want to tone down. I just don't feel like I'm making any progress right now. I don't really know what I'm working for. I'm getting up and it's not really having any clear driven objectives. And I literally had that exact feeling this morning, like exact feeling. And you know what? I've just sat here for 2 to 3 minutes just on my drive to the gym talking to myself. I know it's weird, but talking to myself, kind of making myself realize that if you want to be successful in any shape or form of what you determine success is, you need to go out there and work for it. And if you're having these can't be bothered slash lazy days, it quite simply means that you do not have a strong enough why and a strong enough purpose and a strong enough objective to motivate you. So if you want to keep moving forward, if you want to find the goals, find the success that you're looking for, whether that's financial, whether that's health, whether that's performance level, whatever the hell it is, it doesn't matter. You need to align your goals so they excite you every morning. And if they don't, you need to think about why they don't and then go to change them. Because I've woken up this morning with a task list to do. Don't get me wrong, I've got a long to-do list. But ultimately, I'm actually demotivated because I have nothing that I'm currently aiming for this month. My objectives for this month were to get plans for 2021 done, and that's great. But ultimately, I've got money to make, I've got a business to run, and I need to make sure that I'm moving forward. So what I've decided to do this morning, as soon as I get to the gym, is lock myself down, put myself in the zone for half an hour to really figure out this month, this week, what is it that I'm looking to accomplish? What's the one result that's going to make a massive difference, that's going to really fire me up? Now, again, whether that's business related, health related, I'm going to do all of them. So what are my fitness goals? What are my nutrition goals? What are my lifestyle goals? What are my business goals? Really flipping, nailing them down. So then I can wake up each morning with a purpose. So I'm not feeling this demotivational feeling that I'm getting right now. What I've got to realise, and I think what every business owner has got to realise is that sitting back and feeling sorry for yourself, sitting back and doing nothing and feeling like the world's against you is going to get you nowhere. Having that mindset, it's only going to allow you to remain stagnant or even worse, go backwards. So whenever you get those feelings, go through this exercise like I've just done here. Think about what it is that's making you feel a little bit down. Think about what goals and objectives you're looking to achieve, not this month, not this year, but this week and each day. So you can then really streamline in and make sure that your activity is driven towards that goal and that you're actually going to want to do it. Progress comes from taking action. And I've got to keep reminding myself of this. Like having this feeling of flipping, moping around and not really wanting to do anything only comes from a lack of focus, ambition and objective. Once you get those aligned every single day, you will start to feel that fire again because you'll see yourself making progress. And for me right now, this is going to be the focus for this morning, is locking down and getting that fire lit up inside me. Because again, even just doing this now, I'm feeling motivated again. I need to give myself these talks sometimes just to make sure that I'm making progress. Because guess what? It doesn't matter how far ahead we are in business, in life, we're always going to have moments where we feel a little bit low, feel a little bit lethargic, feel that can't be bothered feeling. But it's up to us to take control and flip that on its head so we can keep making progress and keep moving forward. I never believe I've quite reached the fullest potential that I can get. So there's always room for progress. So I asked you today, on this Monday morning where it's currently -1 degrees, grey, overcast and miserable, what's firing you up this week? that's going to ensure that you make the progress that you're looking for and feel fucking great doing it.